Well, few people have a better view of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway than Paul Blevin, one of the flagmen for the Indy Racing IndyCar Series. This is Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast. And, Paul, that's a long way up to that flagstand in Indianapolis. What's the view from your perspective?
It's not that high up. It's like 38 feet, I think, from the ground. And actually, we can see fairly well. The cars come out of four. We miss them coming out of four for a few seconds, but then we can see them because they added that new fence line on top.
You know, I had an opportunity several years ago to work when Race Control was really on the roof, and then work for a television production up on the roof right there on the front straightaway. When you look down, you understand that front straightaway really is pretty darn narrow.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I could not imagine what the guys think when they come down the front straightaway and go into the turn one. All I can see is grandstands. I'm amazed at that.
Pretty heavy responsibility in all seriousness in your position. I mean, it's a job that you have to take very seriously. The drivers have to have a lot of trust and confidence in you.
This is very true. We have a lot of trust up there with everything, and you know, one split second of an accident is on the back straightaway or something means a lot at 220 miles an hour, and we need to really react as fast as we can.
You obviously have headsets on and have direct communication with Race Control, who obviously at Indianapolis have a much better view of the entire track.
So they've got like 17 TV cameras, I think their monitors are looking at. We're on the radio, and then I have an observer up there that has on landlines throughout the whole place, and actually we know something before Race Control does sometimes, so we can react to that problem.
You know, everyone has to work hard to get to the upper echelons of the sport. Obviously, the opportunity to go full time with the Indy Racing IndyCar Series. Talk about how you got started in the sport.
I work with a guy named Brian Howard. We've been friends for 20-some years or longer, and I met him on the back of, I used to be a medic on the back of a fire truck in Ascot Park in California. And he called me up one day and asked me if I'd be interested in helping him, and I go, well, what's it entail? And he goes, a little bit of traveling. Well, that was the first lie.
Mickey Thompson work. Tell us about that. That was always a wild and woolly series.
It was actually. He had a vision one time of doing stadium stuff, a chunk of Baja in a stadium. We brought in thousands and thousands of yards of dirt and laid plywood down, and it would put on an off-road race inside of a facility. It was great.
And he, of course, a legend in so many ways. He brought cars to the Speedway as well.
Exactly. He actually had some of the old cars up in his house up in Bradbury, California, before he passed away. Mm-hmm. And he would tell me stories. Going to dinner with Mickey was always interesting because you're guaranteed a story of some sort back in the days of the 50s and the 60s and stuff, and Lions drag strip in Long Beach. He'd tell all kinds of stories, and I mean, I learned a lot from the man, and he was very, very, very intelligent, I thought. I mean, yeah, some people may say no, but he slept with a piece of paper and a pencil next to his bed, and if he'd wake up with a vision, he'd write it there, and that night, he'd come down to the office in the morning and say, I got this idea, what do you guys think? And we'd laugh at him, going, I don't know if it'll work, and it worked, a lot of stuff worked.
So not only did you work for Thompson, of course, when you talk about Ascot, you're working for the Agajanian family, and in the history of auto race promotion, that name is really at the top of the list.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the first people I actually was the honor to work with was the Agajanian family, and I didn't realize how far back they went until one of the people I worked with was telling me one time. I'm going, holy moly, it's very well named.
Well, I tell you what, you've got a great view of the race, and we really appreciate the work you do there, Paul, because those drivers really depend on it.
Thanks, Pat. People don't think we don't think the drivers appreciate us because we know they do, and we enjoy it up there.
But we enjoy having Paul Blevin with Indy Racing IndyCar Series.